Susanna waited to see if Eddie would protest, even before he knew what Roland had in mind. He didn't. Good, she was already thinking about what weapons she'd want, what guns. Roland sat quiet for a moment or two, gazing at the map, almost seeming to commune with it. When Ted offered him a cigarette, the gunslinger took it. Then he began to talk. Twice he drew on the side of a weapons crate with a piece of chalk. Twice more, he drew arrows on the map, one pointing to what they were calling north, one to the south. Ted asked a question. Dinky asked another. Behind them, Shimi and Halas played with oil like a couple of children. The bumbler mimicked their laughter with eerie accuracy. When Roland had finished, Ted Brodigan said, "You mean to spill an almighty lot of blood?" "Indeed I do. As much as I can."
"Risky for the lady," Dink remarked, looking first at her and then at her husband.
Susanna said nothing. Neither did Eddie. He recognized the risk. He also understood why Roland would want Suze north of the compound. The cruisin' trike would give her mobility, and they'd need it. As for risk, they were six planning to take on 60, or more. Of course there would be risk, and of course there would be blood. Blood and fire.
"I may be able to rig a couple of other guns," Susanna said. Her eyes had taken on that special Detta Walker gleam. "Radio-controlled, like a toy airplane. I don't know, but I'll move all right. I'm going to speed around like grease on a hot griddle."
"Can this work?" Dinky asked bluntly. Roland's lips parted in a humorless grin. "It will work."
"How can you say that?" Ted asked.
Eddie recalled Roland's reasoning before their call to John Cullum and could have answered that question, but answers were for their quartet's din to give, if he would, and so he left this one to Roland.